accession number 18630, reel 2.
Derek Diamond, reel 2.
When we travelled from Hamilton to Wellington to get on board the ship for our return journey to Britain, I remember being taken with my mother to visit the Prime Minister of New Zealand, a man called Mr. Fraser at this time. And I know that I remember that because he signed my schoolboy autograph book at the time. And this is why I say I think my father being an MP had helped, because it seems clear to me now from this point of time that one politician had spoken with another politician. And I'm sure that all helped. But the journey back on the same ship was a very different journey as I remember it. The ship this time was largely full of troops who were returning to Britain. There were very few civilian passengers, mothers with children, unlike last time. And the ship seemed to me to be full of cigarette smoke in every place, in every corner, all of the time, everywhere. That's my overwhelming memory, was the appalling smell of cigarette smoke. I think this was in retrospect, was a wonderful advantage to me. Because I felt somewhat seasick, I associated cigarette smoke with feeling sick. And this is a kind of aversion therapy of an involuntary kind. I've never wanted to smoke in my life at all. In fact, for many, many years after this, I could hardly stay in a room when people were smoking because of my overwhelming memory of there was nowhere to go on this ship which could avoid cigarette smoke. And I can imagine that troops with nothing to do all day but talk on a troop ship going home would get through quite a few cigarettes each per day.
What route did the troop ship take?
The ship sailed again by the Panama Canal. We returned by the same route that we had done and arrived this time in Southampton. Again, 6 weeks of steaming across first the Pacific Ocean and then the Atlantic.
Were these British troops returning from the Far East?
As far as I remember, they must have been. I don't remember the names of the regiments and things like that. But they were all in uniform. They were in khaki. They were soldiers, and they were coming back to Britain.
And what was your reaction on returning to Britain?
It seemed a grey and colder place, and it was, of course, again autumn with the winter. And I do recall the rationing in Britain in 1945-46. It made an impression on me because I think of the absence of rationing throughout the war in New Zealand. You know, it did seem to me that sugar and meat in particular were scarce relative to what they had been in New Zealand. There had been no shortage of meat, as I remember, at all. And the other story, which I remember well, is, of course, that primary school children, children in New Zealand, no children in New Zealand, wear shoes. It's simply, or didn't at this time, it was thought healthy for children to go around in bare feet. You played football in bare feet, you went to school, you went shopping, rode your bicycle. You did everything in bare feet. And I remember the first weekend, or an early weekend after return to England, going to the local shop in bare feet, and the shop mistress saying to you, "Oh, poor boy, don't you have any shoes?" And in fact, my parents found it quite difficult to persuade me that I had to wear shoes to go to the local school, the local grammar schools. I now 12 years of age, started back at school at the local grammar school. And of course, after wearing shoes again for some time, the hardness on the sole of your feet, which had been developed by not wearing shoes for 5 years, it disappeared again, and shoes became quite normal. But there were these, this and the rationing were the two main contrasts that I recall. And the large number of railway engines, which seemed to me to be always present in London. And
did you see much of the bomb damages that occurred during
No, I don't recall seeing the bomb damage. We returned to live in Surrey, in near Godalming, in a small village called Milford, and I don't think there had been much physical damage from the war in that part of the country anyway. And I don't remember the Southampton docks on arrival at all. I don't remember seeing large areas of damage in 1945.
So how would you sum up your experience of being in New Zealand for 5 years?
I think I was very fortunate to have had, in that sense, a very safe and happy 5 years in New Zealand. But as an adult, I feel intensely interested in the events of the Second World War, particularly as they affected people in Britain. I personally cannot recall having heard a bomb explode, a V2 go overhead, or what anti-aircraft guns sound like. And many of the people, of course, with whom I work or in my working life, recall these noises and these events and air raid shelters and so on very vividly during the war. And so I feel in some ways I had a distinctive and different childhood during that 5-year period.